morning, Your Worship, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, but first of all, dear veterans, and we have today with us not only British veterans of Arctic convoys, but also Russian veterans who came from Russia to celebrate with us this outstanding holiday, Victory Day. That is a celebration of peace. That is a day that marks the victory of good over evil, freedom over tyranny. 65 years ago, we achieved our greatest victory over the Nazis. The aggressor started a bloody and genocidal war. By combining their efforts, the Allies managed to repel the terrible attack that threatened to completely undermine the values of humanity, the whole foundation of our civilization, the memory of those who lost their lives fighting for the future generation continues to live in our hearts. Hitler's war machine attacked the USSR with all its force, and there is no single family in the former Soviet Union that has not lost someone during the war. We will remember forever tens of millions lives that were lost and sacrifices that were made. We will always remember them. The Nazis counted on a rapid enslavement of the Soviet Union. The intention was to merely destroy our country. Little did they know who they were up against. First, the Soviet army halted the Nazi advance at the outskirts of Moscow. Then, over the next 3 years, not only they did hold the enemy in check, but also succeeded to drive it back to Germany. The battles of Moscow and Stalingrad, the courage of besieged Leningrad, and the successes at Kursk and on the Dnieper decided the outcome of the Second World War. Through the liberation of Europe and the battle for Berlin, the war was brought to its victorious conclusion. We will always remember our allies, the Britain, United States, France, other countries of anti-Hitler coalition, German and Italian anti-fascists. And today we pay tribute to the courage of all Europeans who resisted Nazism. All the people of the former USSR suffered irreplaceable losses during the war. So May the 9th is therefore a sacred date for all countries of the Commonwealth of Independent States. We all share common grief, common memory, and common duty to future generations. It's our obligation to hand down to our descendants this spirit of historical kinship, common objectives, and hopes. May the 9th, the Victory Day, was and always will be a sacred day for our country, a celebration that not only inspires and elevates, but also fills our hearts with joy, with hope and sympathy. It's a reminder that today is freedom to live, to work, to create, to understand each other, has been earned through fighting and sacrifice. So the Victory Day is our closest, sincerest, and the most truly national holiday, holiday with tears in our eyes. Today we greet once again all veterans of the Second World War and wish them a long and happy life. God bless you. Thank you.